It's confirmed Bayer of Germany wants to buy Monsanto of Missouri, but will Monsanto bite? From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. If it is consummated, this would be a massive merger in the agricultural chemicals and genetically modified seeds business. Both Bayer, the German conglomerate, is in communication with Monsanto, the U.S. biotech and agrochemical company, with an unsolicited bid. There's no word yet on how much, but one measure of Monsanto's value today is $42 billion, number of stocks times the stock price equals market capitalization. We have two reports now, starting with Jonathan Fruin at our partner broadcaster, the BBC.
Bayer is probably best known around the world as the owner of the painkiller aspirin, and the German company has a large pharmaceuticals business. But it also has a significant interest in agrochemicals and seeds. Monsanto has the world's largest genetically modified seed business, and its acquisition by Bayer would help with Bayer's ambition to become a leading integrated agriculture business. Companies in that sector, though, have been struggling to make money of late, with pressure from reduced commodities prices, which also arguably makes it a good time to buy.
In New York, I'm Lewis Wallace. Let's remember Bayer's offer is unsolicited, and it's not clear whether Monsanto's even interested. But it's been a tough couple years for the company. Seeds are the biggest part of its business, although it also sells herbicides and pesticides. Low crop prices mean farmers are paying less for seeds, and Monsanto has said it's letting one in six of its workers go this year. And there's been quite a bit of consolidation in the big ag business. Dow Chemical and DuPont have agreed to merge. Last year, Monsanto tried and failed to buy seed company Syngenta, which instead ended up joining with a large Chinese chemical company. Monsanto has been criticized over its lawsuits against farmers about patented seeds and its very public fight against mandatory GMO labeling. The concern for U.S. farmers with the merger is seeing fewer choices and higher prices.
Marketplace's Lewis Wallace, thank you. By the way, we are aware they say it Bayer in Germany, but they paid for all those aspirin ads on American TV over the years, calling it Bayer, so we're going with that. Monsanto is the maiden name of the founder's spouse. Monsanto's stock is up 7.6% in pre-market trading. Bayer's stock is down 7.7% in Frankfurt now. Let's do some other numbers. The FTSE in London is down 1.4%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all down about a third of a percent, with the Federal Reserve suggesting interest rates might go up next month. It's been a generally tough sales and profits season for big retail stores, Macy's, Nordstrom, yesterday Target. Today, the biggest one of them all posts its quarterly results, Walmart. Ashley Milne-Tite has more.
Department stores are feeling their age. Ken Morris of Boston Retail Partners says they can't whisk new fashions to market like the nimble Spanish chain Zara. And unlike their rivals, they don't know how to attract young buyers. He says he saw a Spanish language TV ad for Target recently that had multi-generational appeal.
Lots of diversity, handicapped actors in the commercial. I thought it was really, really well done. You know, I can never see Sears or JCPenney doing an ad like that.
Brian Yarbrough, an analyst with Edward Jones, says Target's apparel and home sales are up, but Target was hit in other ways.
The biggest struggles for them have been their electronic side of things. So tablets have just basically fallen off a cliff. So that's impacted them.
Target's also revamped its grocery business, and customers are still getting used to the changes. But he says Target's going in the right direction. Consumers want style and low prices, and department stores aren't known for either. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Hi, David Brancaccio here. Thank you for listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. We give you the context we think you need to understand what's happening in the economy and why it matters to you. Some context on us. We are a nonprofit service and rely on donations from our listeners to keep going. And we've just made special Let's Do the Numbers Pilsner glasses available to thank you for your support. Donate today at marketplace.org. For a while, it looked like the intersection of financial services and tech was an unstoppable force in banking, especially what are called peer-to-peer or marketplace lending, where investors lend money directly. But it's been a rough spring for marketplace lending. A company called Prosper is laying off more than a quarter of its staff. The CEO of Lending Club resigned abruptly. Some are questioning the model. Marketplace's senior tech correspondent Molly Wood is here. Hi, Molly.
Hi, David. How are you?
So what do you think? Is the end of this boom in fintech?
It is certainly, as we like to say, a correction. Part of what's happening is that the low rates they were promising users have been going up. Delinquencies, people not paying back those loans, they've been also going up. And so it makes this sort of promise of greater loan security look a little problematic. But, you know, to be honest, it's a lot like the rest of the tech industry in that there were really unrealistic expectations about growth and the margins that these companies could provide. They're just not that sustainable.
Still, what's with this marketplace model? I mean, there is a science to lending and to assessing risk. You think they could have borrowed from that?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that they themselves are surprised by the delinquencies. But the real problem with marketplace lending, the reason it's so fragile, is because it's sort of a one-in, one-out model. They are depending on outside investors to fund these loans. If they can't promise higher rates, they might not have money to lend in the first place.
So what do you think comes next for all this?
There's always been an assumption that traditional financial institutions would start to buy these companies. So don't be surprised if you start to see a lot of consolidation. You might also see this idea of sort of peer-to-peer or different types of funding or marketplace lending extend to other business models. One example is a company called Lemonade that's actually using this model to offer peer-to-peer insurance.
Oh, where let's say an individual or a consortium says, yeah, I'll take that risk. I'll insure you for that.
Exactly. They are innovations. They're clever. They offer smaller investors a way to get into markets they wouldn't otherwise get in. They do offer a potential for return because, look, people aren't getting the returns from the stock market, individual investors and small companies that they used to. And so they will continue looking for new investment avenues. And this kind of model could provide sort of a path forward, even if the individual companies themselves don't.
Marketplace's senior tech correspondent Molly Wood, thank you.
My pleasure.
And all right, kids in the back seat there, start working on the pronunciation. Spiclipius shiporum. Fossils of a previously unknown form of dinosaur have now been classified. A fossil hunter in Montana found them 11 years ago. Related to the Stegosaurus, researchers say. Head like a giant kite from the renderings. The specific dinosaur has been named Judith. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.